It's Thursday, November 11th, 2021, and I'm Dave Sobel. Two things to know today: what America got in the infrastructure bill, and Apple and ConnectWise make moves in the management space. This is the Business of Tech. Now that the infrastructure bill has passed Congress on its way to the president's desk, we have final tallies on what's included for broadband. $42.45 billion in grants to states for broadband projects, which can range from network deployment to data collection to help determine areas that lack service. $4 billion for rural broadband construction programs, $1 billion to build middle-mile infrastructure connecting local providers to larger internet access points, and $600 million for private activity bonds to finance broadband deployment projects in rural areas, plus subsidies for digital inclusion and low-income support. Passed the House, the SBA Cyber Awareness Act, which would require the SBA to report to Congress a cybersecurity breach that involves confidential information and inform lawmakers of the agency's cyber capabilities. The Small Business Development Center Cyber Training Act would require small business development centers to have employees certified in cyber strategy counseling for small businesses. While I'm on legislation, here's one in Congress. The Ransomware and Financial Stability Act is focused on U.S. financial institutions impacted by a ransomware attack, requiring notification to the Treasury Department. It does include provisions for confidentiality, but payments more than $100,000 require authorization. Now, why do we care? Broadband is infrastructure, as proven by the pandemic, and giving money to the states and then additional rural investments should make a difference in reach. Not something to leverage today and not tomorrow, but in the near future. This should be considered a win for those in SMB. On the potential side, there's a flurry of laws to come. Clearly, legislation around cybersecurity is coming, and probably on multiple fronts. Most of them look generally the same. You'll be reporting breaches. Apple launched Apple Business Essentials yesterday, now in free public beta. Targeted at companies with less than 500 employees, the subscription-based service includes setup, onboarding, backup, security, support, repairs, and updates in a single subscription. Priced by user, it enables the enforcement of security policies, deployment of software and system updates, and backup to iCloud. When the service launches in 2022, there will be an option for on-site repair in as little as 4 hours. This builds on the company's acquisition of Fleetsmith last year, and it combines it with the Apple Device Enrollment Program. It's a day of announcements in the space. ConnectWise announced a new ICO platform, which is the unified platform that brings together the ConnectWise product line. That product line now includes ConnectWise RMM, an offshoot of Automate, which is the former Continuum product. Sharing code, this new version includes updated scripting, patching, policy monitoring, and virtualizing, all brought into the new platform. The company has not announced any end of life for Automate or their Command product, formerly LabTech. Why do we care? I'm not sure I can totally do this justice in the Daily Pod, and we'll be giving this further thought and review. Apple just weighed in with a pretty bold offering, priced very aggressively. Like Microsoft, they're moving into the full support space. Unlike Microsoft, they're a fully direct offering. On the other end of the spectrum, ConnectWise now has 3 products that look alike. They now beat Enable for the most confusing choices in the market. They stated no end of life for their products. Yet, there is no way they will be investing in 3 full product lines. I'll be asking more questions here, listeners. The landscape is reforming in this tool space. I don't think it matters today, and looking to the future, there are new ways to address your own needs. BVoIP, the cloud communications offering designed specifically for IT providers. BVoIP offers a complete unified communication suite, which can also be tightly integrated via Microsoft Teams. BVoIP delivers the modern workforce cutting-edge features, including contact center, integration to your business apps, and real-time visibility into your remote workers. You control the price, with a unique hybrid model that avoids the complex dial tone taxation or compliance bullseye. Don't get stuck in a vendor relationship that works against you. BVoIP is channel only and the company that's here to support you. Find out more by visiting bvoip.com/MSP radio. Thanks for listening. I will be pondering that open question, and I think there might be something next week. I'll get back to you soon, listeners, and talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSP radio. Want to reach our listeners? MSPradio.com/engage.